You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today we are with Peter Loschak of Sportsbook Review. Sportsbook Review has the industry's recognized list of top sports books and hosts a live odds page so that bettors can compare odds at over two dozen online betting sites in the same easy-to-read live chart. Peter, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Oh, thanks for having me today.
Hey, you're welcome. So first of all, for the listener's sake, what is Sportsbook Review and how do you help the average fan?
Well, it's basically a sports betting interest information and portal site where you can get basically everything you need as a sports bettor, kind of from soup to nuts. The first thing we do is we rate all the sports books, you know, the big ones, the small ones, so that you can, compare the various futures, the pluses and minuses, and make sure you're at, you know, a good one so you're not doing it blindly. That's obviously the essential first step. And then after that, there's information at our site for every other facet, you know, general strategy. We do, we give picks on every major and minor sporting event and an analysis on our front page. Then, of course, we have forums where you can trade information with other people who do this regularly, and there's an odds site, which is essential for comparing odds if you have accounts at various books. So basically, it's just a big soup to nuts betting interest portal site.
And explain in the simplest way how to bet on a sporting event, the odds, etc.
Okay, well, you just have you have an event, and there's various outcomes that can happen. How many points are scored? The main things that you can bet on are, you know, who wins the game, the margin of the victory, and how many points are scored in the game. And then there's also other things you can bet on, like props. Like in basketball, you can bet on how many points a specific player scores, or something like that. And so anyway, there's some kind of outcome that you want to bet on, that you think you have an edge on, and the sports books offer odds on that, and the odds are represented by a favorite has a minus sign next to the odds number, and with U.S. odds, and the underdog has a plus number next to the odds, and sports books offer their odds. And if you think that that your handicapping of the event that you want to bet on is significantly off from the likelihood of it happening, is significantly off from what the sports books are offering, then you have what's known as an edge, and you bet into that based on your bankroll. If you think you have a big edge, you bet a lot. If you think you have a small edge, you bet a little. If you think you have no edge, then you pass. And that's just the simplest way that it works.
Well said. And who do you think's going to win the French Open in both the men's and the women's?
Yeah, I handicap all sports. This year, I've been handicapping the French Open, but I know that Nadal is the five-time defending champion, but Djokovic was the odds-on favorite to start. He was 4-5, and Nadal is right now 4-1. Then Andy Murray was 9-1 as of the third choice, with Federer at 9-1 and Nishikori at 9-1. So based on that, I would definitely say that all things being equal, Djokovic is going to win. Did he have value at 4-5? I don't know about that, but he was definitely who I would say is quote unquote going to win. And then on the women's side, Serena Williams was 2-1 to at the beginning, so she was only 3-1 over Sharapova, so that was kind of even. But based on the market odds, it's going to be either Williams or Sharapova for sure. I don't have any personal opinions though on betting value for the French Open though, because I didn't cover it this year.
Some good information in that regard. Today we are joined by Peter Loschak of Sportsbook Review, your best online sports books and betting site ratings location here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tell us about the NBA, NHL, and MLB. Obviously, the NBA is right in the heading into the finals. NHL is very near that as well. And I would be curious on the front on the NBA, what was your take on the Hawks before it fell apart?
Well, the Atlanta Hawks were an interesting team this year. From the beginning, and about, I would say, the first two-thirds of the season, they were an incredibly good bet. They're one of the best bets in all of basketball. They were way overachieving their expectations for the year. And if you bet on the Hawks game in and game out during the regular season, you made a lot of money in the first two-thirds of the season. Then it kind of evened out at the end. But, you know, the reason that was is because they were a very deep team, very team-oriented team, but they didn't have any, you know, notable star power. And that's the kind of a team makeup that, kind of is better suited for the regular season. And that's why they did so well in the regular season. And then in the playoffs, though, you tend to it tends to be very star-oriented. And the fact that the Hawks didn't really have that meant that when they went up against teams like the Cavs, where someone like LeBron James could, you know, elevate his game to up to peak level, he would take over and beat them. And so that's kind of why the Hawks maybe underwhelmed a little bit in the playoffs. But they were a great bet during the regular season. And, you know, in the finals, I think it's going to be Golden State. Golden State is a pretty significant favorite to win the finals. They're about to, being given about a 70% chance by the market to win. And there's just a lot of statistical reasons to think that that the Cavs don't really have a good chance. LeBron James, as well as he's playing, is not shooting well. His shooting numbers are down. And in the NBA Finals, if your star player has a low shooting percentage, historically, that's been a sign that that you're not going to do well in the finals. So, and you know, Golden State, obviously, when they are clicking on all cylinders, they're deep as well. So I think that even right now at about, you know, 2-1 or so, Golden State would be a good bet to win the NBA Finals for sure.
And as far as the NHL and MLB, get into those from your perspective.
All right. Well, yeah, the NHL. NHL is interesting because, you know, we saw in the NBA the Cavs swept in four and Golden State dominated their series against the Hawks. But the NHL playoffs are great. And actually, I preview every series. I previewed every series this year in the NHL playoffs, and I predicted that both of the semifinal series would go seven games, and that did happen. So it's interesting. You know, we still don't know who's going to be in the finals. The totals, though, for the Anaheim-Chicago series have been notably low. The over has been a great bet in all of those games, and I've been betting that myself. And I think we might see some of the same of that in the finals, especially if Tampa Bay makes it. If the Rangers make it, then maybe the overs won't be such a great bet. Although I think even with the Rangers against either Anaheim or Chicago, the overs will still be a good bet. If it's Tampa Bay against Anaheim or Chicago, though, definitely the overs are going to be a good bet. And as far as who wins the series, I don't know. The odds will be competitive, and my only prediction on that series is also that it'll go seven games. I wouldn't bet any either team to win. I think it'll go seven games, though, for sure. I think that'll be the best way to bet the NHL finals. And then you want me to talk about baseball?
Yeah, touch on that. Who's making folks money right now?
Well, baseball is very interesting. In baseball, a lot of times you see that one team that maybe wasn't expected to do as well. One team surprises a little, and they have a big value early on in the year. Last year that was Oakland and San Francisco, and this year it's Minnesota. Minnesota is you know, everyone knows that they're winning. You know, wasn't quite expected. No one quite thought that their lineup was going to be as good as it has been, and they've been winning game in and game out. Their ROI right now overall is about 40%, which means that if you would just bet on Minnesota every single game of the year, an equal amount, you would have wound up making 40 cents for every dollar that you bet. They've just been absolutely killing it. And, you know, each year there's one team that starts off like that. And that's who it's been this year. Now, that is almost certainly going to even out. And my guess is that you know, they'll wind up with an ROI of maybe 5% on the year, and that, you know, they'll have some months where they're actually a losing bet. But as of right now, absolutely, Minnesota is the best bet, making their backers a ton of money for sure. And people betting against Oakland have done almost as well as that.
Quite interesting. Can people really make money by online gambling?
Well, for with sports, you're talking about. Because there's lots of different, I mean, there's sports betting, then there's poker, then there's casino games, and those are all very, very different things. But as far as sports is concerned, absolutely they can. It I know people who do it, and the people who can do it successfully and can repeat it tend to make a lot of money, and I know a bunch of people who have done that. It is difficult, for sure. I mean, you have to know what you're doing. And so the great thing about gambling is that, you know, money talks and BS walks. So if you don't really know what you're doing, even if you think you do, you're going to lose, you know. But if you have an approach that actually works, you absolutely can. It can be beaten. The sports books know that, and they're very careful. And, yeah, you can. It's very difficult, though, but you absolutely can do it.
And one last thing, did the Mayweather fight go as you expected it would, and how much money was lost on the Mayweather fight?
Well, I don't have any sportsbook numbers offhand right now, but actually I did preview that fight with someone from BoxingInsider.com, and it went exactly as we expected. What we thought was that Pacquiao, you know, had a chance, but that if he was going to win, it was going to be by knockout and not by decision. And we thought that Mayweather, his best chance was going to be by decision. So when we previewed that fight, you know, and this is where the sort of subtle aspects of sports betting come in. Our recommended play was to do a hedge bet on Mayweather to win by decision, which I think was about 120 or something, and hedge that with Manny Pacquiao to win by knockout, which was something like plus 400 or so, about 4-1. I forgot what the exact odds were. But so the point is that if either Pacquiao won by knockout or Mayweather won by decision, you would win your bet, and you'd win a pretty nice payout. If any other result happened, you'd lose. But because of the way we handicapped the fight, that's what we thought was going to happen, and that was our recommended pick in the video that we put up on at SBR, and that actually wound up paying, of course. Mayweather won by decision. So, you know, that's kind of an example of how you approach sports betting. Sometimes you're not necessarily looking to pick the winner. You're looking to pick, a specific prop, which actually has more value than something else that's being offered.
Really interesting information. You certainly know your stuff. Tell our listeners where they can get more information about Sportsbook Review online and take advantage of what you offer there.
Oh, yeah. Well, you just go to sportsbookreview.com. That is the front page. And then across the top, you see links to everything else. You can see a link to our odds portal for SBR Odds, which is where you can see, it's a customizable product where we have real-time feeds for odds at all the major books. And then you see a link to the forum where there's just a ton of information. It's very self-explanatory. We look at all the forums and read what people have to say. Start at sportsbookreview.com. Go there and then just follow the links.
Peter, thanks so much for taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. All the best.
Okay, thank you. Anytime.
We've been speaking with Peter Loschak of Sportsbook Review, your best online sportsbook and betting site ratings location. And once again, the website of reference is sportsbookreview.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.